You're listening to SBS News.
Alan, you've released your residential property price survey for Q2. What's sentiment like?
Very poor. So we've had a very, very large drop. It's at an all-time record low, but to some extent that's not unexpected.
What's the main thing stopping buying activity?
We've asked some special questions about why people are pessimistic, and it basically comes down to unemployment and job insecurity. Also, they're concerned about confidence in the economy as you go forward.
And what does this all mean for property price projections or expectations?
We really haven't changed ours, so we're expecting about a 12% fall over the course of the next year, so till the middle of next year from now, about 12%. Slightly bigger in Melbourne and Sydney, and the others a little bit less.
To what extent do you think these reimposed lockdowns in Melbourne could hit prices?
What it does is it lowers the growth rate, probably negative into Victoria based on what we saw in April, and that means unemployment will probably go higher, and that means there'll be downward direction in terms of house prices in Melbourne.
The share of first home buyers in the owner-occupier space, though, in new property, hit a high of 36.5%. Is it government policy that's helping this?
I think it's an element of people still want to have a house. There's a lot less foreign investors around now, and people are saying, interest rates really low, I can afford to get in.
And foreign buyers of new property hit a two-year high, but will that level of activity continue?
Well, they've hit a two-year high, but they're still off significantly from where they were 3 or 4 years ago. I don't think that activity in the next 12 months is likely to continue. You won't be able to have open houses, et cetera. And you certainly won't be able, if you're offshore, be able to come and inspect your property for at least 12 months. So I think the short answer to your question is, yes, the activity from foreigners will come down.